This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You be the judge now. Sequence, what is this all about? You want me to wear something? Why for Guitars and Stars?
Well, TJ texted our group chat. She found this red sequin top.
It's going to look really good on me.
She's like, is this too much for Guitars and Stars? And you know, I jumped right in. Said, I'm pro sparkle. Let me break out my sequins. I got a pink sequin top with feathers around the waistline, or I have black sequin pants, or my pink sequin dress. So many sequin options. And we just don't want you to feel left out.
Oh, I thought that group text was all about Halloween, what you're going to wear.
No.
That was for Guitars and Stars?
It's for Guitars and Stars. And she is standing in solidarity with me as far as sequin solidarity. And, you know, if you... We don't want you to feel foolish.
No.
When we look so good and you're just standing there without any sparkle. So we want, you know, the three of us, we want us to all equally sparkle. So okay. I don't know why you can't get so you don't really wear ties. I've never seen you wear a tie. So why don't you get like a vest, a sequin vest? And get them. I can't believe you don't own one. You just seem like you would be the type of person who would have sequin stuff.
Maybe like a sequin cowboy hat, you mean a rhinestone cowboy?
I mean,
come on,
for the show.
I don't even know where to shop for sequin stuff.
Amazon?
Online.
Internet? Oh. You got a week. That's more than enough time to get something shipped in.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can surprise us with what part is going to be shimmery, but I do hope because, I don't know, I hope it doesn't ruin the whole show by you not having something sparkly.
Okay. You be the judge.
No pressure.
Should I be... My personality is not sparkly enough. I need to wear.
I'm not like a glittery person very often, but this show is going to be big.
Uh-huh.
It's almost sold out.
Yep,
that's
you're right.
A lot of eyes on us on stage.
Okay.
Now, normally we just throw on the t-shirts and we call it good. But I think we should up our game a little bit and add a little pizzazz.
Pizzazz.
And I think people who are in attendance, if they need an excuse to break out the sequins out of their closet,
let's
you're
do
more
it.
Than welcome.
Who's
Pro
with
Sparkle.
Us? Just get something sparkly. Will you help?
Okay. And the hardest thing about being a parent is sometimes you got to be honest. Maybe your kids are involved in extracurricular activities, sports, band, drama, everything, and sometimes they're maybe not great at it. Maybe it's time for a change. But it was your son that came to you and said, it's time for a change.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just flabbergasted that he's finally made the realization because Liam has been trying basketball for years, and every single time he would play, it would end in frustration. Sometime it would, I mean, it was very much affecting his mental well-being to the point where I was dreading taking him to a game, taking him to practice. Well, as we're coming into the winter sports season, and he did track instead of football, and there's also the option to run indoor track, and he goes, no, I'll probably... try out for basketball. And I was like, I stayed quiet. Yesterday, he stayed for open gym. I picked him up. He got in the car. He goes, yeah, I'm running track. I'm not playing basketball, Mom. And I go, well, why? He goes, I literally did not make one basket, like in the last 2 hours. And he said it just as matter of fact. Didn't get upset, didn't get mad. And I go, well, hon, not everybody's great at everything. You seem to really enjoy running. Let's stick with what brings you joy. Let's stick with what you enjoy. And I left it at that.
At 12 years old, I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Speaking his mind, that he realizes maybe this isn't my thing, but I like something else. And I think that's great advice. But we all can't be good at everything.
But was it good advice? And then the mom in me started churning. And I was like, oh, was that even the right way to do it? Am I a terrible mother? This is what we do to ourselves. We're crazy people, by the way, parents. And I go, I should have encouraged him to keep trying. I should have encouraged him, you know, practice makes perfect and all that stuff. I just kind of went, well, you gave it a shot.
But I think that's great advice because sometimes you have to be very real and there are other options. We can't be great at everything. My wife went to college on a softball scholarship. All state, all this, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
Both daughters tried softball and both daughters were really good. But both daughters switched to volleyball because they didn't really care for softball.
Yeah.
Okay, you switch. I think it's okay to change.
He wants to be good at it so bad, though. You know what I mean? He wants to be good at basketball. And it's like it hit him, but I don't want it. I don't know. I don't want him to quit stuff either. There's a part of me that's like, what's the inner lesson here? Am I teaching him? I gave it a try. Now I give up.
Well, it's not like he just did open gym yesterday and he's like, you know what? I put 2 hours in. I'm done.
Okay.
He did a whole season last year and it was a struggle the entire season.
Right.
And he went, it wasn't like he was done at the end of the season. He went and tried again, you know, however many months have passed, gave it the old college try.
And it was no bueno.
So I'm telling you, I'm proud of him for saying, hey, I'm not going to do it again.
Okay.
I like running. And you said, okay, can't be good at everything. Let's go all in on the track and be the best at that you enjoy doing.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So see, I'm a good mom.
Yeah.
That was a good decision.
You're fine.
I did the right thing.
Yeah.
Stick with what brings you joy, right?
Right.
It seems to be making you miserable, this whole wanting to play basketball thing.
And it's a very serious subject because some parents push the kids more than the kids want in something.
And I've seen that too. And I don't.
You
that's
did
just
fine.
Too much for
you
me.
Did fine.
Okay.
And let me know when his first track meet is. I'll go out there. I'll cheer him on. You made the right decision, Liam!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com